This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
We know you're uncertain about psychics. Is this fortune teller you found on a forum legit?
Your one true love is...
me!
That's why California psychics reject 98% of the psychics who apply to work with us. We guarantee, if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. New customers receive 20 minutes for just $20. So, experience the joy of certainty at californiapsychics.com. Experience the joy of certainty. California Psychics.
Coca-Cola. For the big. For the small. The short. And the tall. Peacemakers. Risk takers. For the optimists. Pessimists. For long distance love. For introverts and extroverts. The thinkers and the doers. For old friends and new. Coca-Cola. For everyone. Pick up some Coca-Cola at a store near you.
Toast the holidays in a new way and raise a glass of rum chata. A delicious creamy blend of horchata with rum. Enjoy it over ice or in your coffee. Rum chata, your holiday cocktails just got sweeter. Tap or click the banner for more. Drink responsibly. Caribbean rum with real dairy cream, natural and artificial flavors. Alcohol 13.75% by volume, 27.5 proof. Copyright 2025 Agave Logo Brands, Pewaukee, Wisconsin. All rights reserved.
Whether the action is at the link or the bank, there's never an off day on Broad Street. It's the biggest news of the day, every day, with takes from someone who's never short on them. It's WIP Daily with Joe Giglio.
Welcome on in, WIP Daily. Joe Giglio with you. I appreciate everyone listening, subscribing, following the podcast. Our YouTube feed is 94 WIP. Check it out there. All right, so now that we have gone a few days through the nonsense of the Eagles game on Monday and then reacting for a couple days and we started spinning this thing forward, I do want to kind of go back and unpack something that I've heard a little bit of recently. And that is that game, if you take away the bad, and it was a lot of bad, actually had a lot of good. And I heard Elliot Shoreparks on Go Birds Evenings on Wednesday night. He mentioned this, that he went back and watched, and he actually saw a lot of good things. I've heard similar things in different varieties from Hugh Douglas, from Jason Avant, from Greg Cosell, that when you kind of unpack the way they tried to play, there was a little bit more good than there was horrendous, right? The five or so or six or so bad plays covered up or kind of masked the good. So I tried to take a step back and look at the whole thing with a fresh set of eyes for from Monday's game compared to the few before that, the three or four before that, and just talk about whether or not I feel the same way and whether or not I see what they're saying. So let me say this first. Conceptually, from a conceptual standpoint, offensive standpoint, I do agree with that assessment, whether it be the film watchers like Jason Avant or Craig Cosell, a reporter like Elliot, an ex-player like Hugh. I see what they're talking about, that they had some more free-flowing moments, that the offense moved a little bit better. They probably had their highest yards per play in quite some time. They were able to move the ball down the field regularly, and they did it in overtime. They did it late in the game. All that kind of stuff was better. There were some more concepts over the middle of the field. There were routes that kind of went with each other instead of ones that were not. So if we're looking at this as the Bears was a bottoming out of the offense and they had extra time, Sirianni got more involved, and what did it look like on Monday? I will agree that it looked a little bit more NFL and less high school. I'll agree with that. And I thought, even if you say the big run, the explosive run was trickery, it was a cool trick. And it was smart. And no one ever rips Ben Johnson for tricks. So if a trick works, trick works. And if you do something and you have a tendency and then you break tendency to create an explosive, that's good coaching. So I will agree with that. And I do think there are some things to build off of in that realm. I also will acknowledge excitedly that the play of the defense was dominant. I thought the defensive line was, even without Jalen Carter, excellent. Jordan Davis was excellent. Jalix Hunt has become their best edge as this season has gone on. Jalix Hunt is their most, I would say it probably started in that, maybe the Vikings game, right around there. I just started writing down as I take my notes throughout the game, Jalix Hunt, another play by Jalix Hunt. You know, I don't think Nolan's been right physically the whole year. I always wonder when a defensive end pass rusher lineman has an upper body injury, how does that affect training? How does it affect technique? How does it affect body strength? You know, if you work out even just like a regular normal person and you pull something in your shoulder or your chest, you can take a week or two off, right? So because the muscle's got to heal. As in, you know, we're just regular people. I that's what I think anyone would do. So when you have a torn tricep in the Super Bowl that you're rehabbing the entire offseason, I don't know. I mean, I'm sure with modern medicine, there's ways that he could still work out his chest and his back, but it's got to be difficult and it's not the same. So I don't know what kind of functional strength he came into the season with at the standard he left last season with, you know, comparatively, because he was great down the stretch last year, Nolan. And then, to re-injure it this year, I think he's come back and he's played better and he's helping and he certainly sets the edge. I'm a Nolan Smith fan. But he hasn't been the same. Jalen Phillips makes some plays, but I think he's a little bit pass rush first, run stop second. I just think Hunt's been their best edge rusher for a while now, overall player. So that was great. Cooper DeShean, great. Against Ladd McConkey. Adoree Jackson making the play. Nakobe Dean, my goodness gracious. Where the Eagles linebackers, specifically Dean and Campbell, will, I'd say, once every few weeks get just totally trucked or rocked or burnt on a route because that's not their MO, like what Vidal did on Monday on the first drive or what happened with Bucky Irving in Tampa against Jahad Campbell. For every one of those, there's more good plays. And Dean has become, you know, Hugh compares him a lot to Sam Mills. He's become this big-time impact linebacker pass rusher, big time. And him flying through the A-gap and just running through running backs is a sight to behold. It is awesome to watch. So that was great. So I thought conceptually on offense better. The run game was better. The defense was better. So I have that feeling like a lot of people I've been hearing this week, that actually when you kind of pull up the hood, underneath the hood, it was better than you think on Monday. And I agree. But I also wonder if we are fooling ourselves / wanting to see some positive because we are clinging to hope. And what I mean by that is, let's just unpack the positives. So the positives are things we see every week across the NFL.
At Sierra, discover top workout gear at incredible prices, which might lead to another discovery. Your headphones haven't been connected this whole time. Awkward. Discover top brands at unexpectedly low prices. Sierra, let's get moving.
You know, the Jalen Hurts throw to Devontae Smith was a nice throw in overtime. But it reminds me, when we start putting the routine on a pedestal, there's a problem. And I think about the throw Carson Wentz made back right corner of the end zone to Miles Sanders in Washington in 2019. And it was a good throw, but it was a throw you could probably find a highlight of most starting NFL quarterbacks make. And we put it on a pedestal as if it was the reason he's great. And it was like, all right, I mean, it's a good throw, but other guys make that throw. And what about all this 20 other bad plays that led to the one very good one? And I think about that with the Jalen Hurts throw in overtime to Devontae Smith. Did he throw in anticipation? Yeah. Did he throw it into a hole in a defense? Yeah. But it was 3rd and 16. As Jason DeMont told us on Wednesday, teams only, you know, the Chargers only playing a couple coverages there. So if you guess right and you throw it to a spot, if you're going to be right, it's going to be wide open. It was a timing throw in the middle, good throw. Matthew Stafford makes it every game. Jordan Love makes it every game. Josh Allen makes it every game. Joe Burrow makes it every game. And we're clinging to it because there's so little else to cling to. So it feels a little fool's goldy to me. Like, did you see we ran NFL concepts? Did you see Jalen Hurts through in anticipation? Yeah. I mean, that should be what happens. That's quarterback play in the NFL. You see that with the good ones all the time. So that felt a little bit like, are we overplaying this fairly routine play by an NFL quarterback? Felt to me like we were doing that. And then the other part that I felt is a little bit of an overreaction is the Eagles' defense, their pass rush, their 7 sacks. Was it a good night? Excellent night. They played their ass off in the game. But that's the worst offensive line in the sport. They are bottom in pass protection. They are, and now they got hurt worse in the game. Bobby Hart had to come in that game. I don't know what string tackle they're on, but Bobby Hart's got to be towards 3 or 4 or 5. That's how bad that guy is. He's been one of the worst tackles in the sport for years. I'm surprised he's still on a roster. If he wasn't as big as he is, he wouldn't be on a roster anymore. That's how bad the guy is. I mean, they should have had 7 sacks, and they're going up against a quarterback with a broken hand. The fact that he was able to evade a couple was remarkable. They could have had 10. So it's a credit to them. It's a credit to their depth. They're getting through the game without Jalen Carter. I think that is all fair. But I also look towards, okay, what were they going up against? And can they continue that? So that really then becomes the thought process, is what we saw is the good of what we saw on Monday against the Chargers repeatable. Well, I'm going to say it could be this weekend. They're going to play the Las Vegas Raiders. This is exactly what the doctor ordered. The Raiders are the worst team in pro football. I know there's going to be some comparisons to a few years ago when the Eagles were collapsing and they faced the Cardinals here. I think it was on New Year's Eve or New Year's Day. I think it was New Year's Eve of 2023 and 24. And I remember sitting there, and that was the last year before I was doing the pregame show for the home games. I just, at that point, I just did road pregame shows. So I was home that day, and I was actually going for a run before the game. It was a 1 o'clock kick, and I was listening to the pregame show, and Eagles were like 12-point favorites in the game. And I remember talking about the win, and they're going to bounce back, and a blowout, and blah, blah, blah. And I was sitting there thinking to myself, are we serious? A 12-point line in the game? because the Eagles are playing really poorly. And on top of that, the Cardinals at that point, I thought were starting to play better football. That particular 2023 Cardinals team was playing better football. They just run a week or two before for 200 yards on a 49ers team that would end up in the Super Bowl. So I see some similarities between the line on this game, terrible Raiders team, Eagles in what looks like some sort of collapse situation here like then. And I'll be honest, when I saw the line when it first came out, 11.5 Eagles, I was like, oh boy, that's big. But the reason this is what the doctor ordered, and we might be able to see some of the things we saw Monday night, is this Raider team isn't even as good as that Cardinal team 2 years ago. It's worse. That team had Kyler Murray, quarterback. Say what you want about Kyler, he's better than Kenny Pickett. That team was kind of starting to build something in a first year with their coach, who now might get fired, in Jonathan Gannon. This feels more like a piece together, just fired coordinators, Kenny Pickett quarterback. It's a zombie football team that's got to travel west to east, 1 o'clock start. Now, another similarity is I think there was a short week for the Eagles.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
I think it was. Or they might have had extra time. Now I'm kind of forgetting when Christmas was that year, but I know they played Christmas against the Giants, and then they played the 31st. Yeah, I think it was a short week. I think it was a Monday Christmas in 2023, if my memory now serves. So this short week, same thing. There are similarities, but I think the Raiders are worse. So bottom line is, I think they could be able to carry over some of what the good was against the Chargers into this Raiders game. And maybe we see some of those concepts. Maybe Jalen hits a throw with anticipation for a touchdown. That could certainly happen this week against a dreadful Raiders team that is playing out the string. Maybe they get 5 sacks on Kenny Pickett, who, you know, is a tough combination of not that mobile, not that big, not that great of an arm. You know, it really is a miracle when you think back now that the kid got to be a first-round pick. He's not first-round pick talent at the quarterback position. I always thought he had moxie, and I think with 2 minutes to go, he's got something weird about him where I think he could lead the drive, and I always kind of like that about Kenny Pickett. But as far as tools, he's not a first-round pick tools quarterback. So they could do it this weekend against a Raiders team. But will it sustain? Will it be able to sustain? That's where I have serious questions. Did they turn a corner? Fool's gold? Positives? You know, I think you see what you want to see sometimes. And I think after 14 weeks of football, it's hard to change who you are, sort of change what you are. You could turn it up or down for a couple games here and there. But I think the 2025 Eagles are what they are. Lane Johnson back. They should lean into the running game. Yeah, we want to do some creative concepts to pass the game, sure. But I can't let the quarterback throw the game away. So run the football. Hope your defense against some inferior quarterbacks down the stretch, especially if the Commanders shut down Mariota, can do the job. And get to the playoffs, cross your fingers, hope for a big defensive game, and hope the quarterback has a good game or two. And maybe we wake up and it's an NFC Championship game again. That's the hope. That's the dream. Can it happen? Well, we shall find out. I appreciate everyone listening, subscribing, following the podcast. Our YouTube feed is 94WIP. Check that out there. A lot to do on the midday show on Thursday. And then tomorrow, Friday, we're doing our show live from Army Navy down in Baltimore. Should be a fun one. Thanks so much for listening, subscribing, and following WIP Daily.
Doug. Here we have the Limu Emu in its natural habitat, helping people customize their car insurance and save hundreds with Liberty Mutual. Fascinating. It's accompanied by his natural ally, Doug.
Limu? Is that guy with the binoculars watching us?
Cut the camera. They see us.
Only pay for what you need at LibertyMutual.com.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Savings vary. Underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Excludes Massachusetts.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit DetectTheSOS.com to learn more.